Welcome to Implied, your daily breakdown of high volatility stocks where big opportunities may lie. This is November 18th, 2025. Awesome to have you here. Okay, we need to talk about Affirm Holdings because the chart is honestly terrifying. The stock has plunged 14% in just the last week. I mean, if you look at that trajectory, it looks like the company just announced they're going out of business. Well, here's the twist. I went back and looked at their Q1 earnings report from earlier this month, and the numbers were flawless. They didn't just beat expectations, they humiliated them. They reported earnings per share of 23 cents. Wall Street was only expecting 11 cents. Revenue? It surged 34% to over $933 million. And get this. They flipped a massive loss from last year into an $80.7 million actual net profit. They are officially profitable. So, if the business is on fire, in a good way, why is the stock down 14% in a week? Well, it looks like the smart money is panicking about the neighbors. You have to look at their biggest rival, Klarna, to understand the fear. I dug into the comparison, and the difference is night and day. While Affirm is printing that clean profit with absolutely zero late fees, Klarna is in a totally different boat. Their latest numbers showed they're still leaning heavily on what people call junk fees. You know, late fees and snooze fees, which make up something like 17% of their entire revenue. And despite milking those fees, Klarna actually swung back to a loss recently, dropping about $95 million in the red. So you have Affirm growing revenue at a blistering 46% pace without charging you a dime when you're late, and Klarna growing way slower at roughly 24% while basically taxing their struggling customers to stay afloat. But the market sees BNPL and just dumps both of them. My view is that Affirm is the adult in the room, but it's being punished for the sins of the teenagers like Klarna. The analysts are terrified that the whole sector is getting too crowded and that regulators are going to come down hard on those delinquency fees that Klarna loves so much. Of course, here's the catch. The stock is expensive. You're paying a serious premium for this growth. And with interest rates staying stickier than everyone hoped, there is a real risk that consumer spending hits a wall. If people stop buying Peloton bikes and designer shoes, Affirm is the first one to feel the pain, regardless of how clean their balance sheet is. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time.